just an amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored. Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quint Sporting Goods, along with the Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity soft side camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. 1208 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday, live local talk over the next couple of hours. And actually, several of the people, at least a couple, let me think if I can, a couple of the people you hear in the show intro are going to be subject to matter in the show today. We'll start off with, we'll get to Councilman Fred Richardson in a second. Also, Governor Kay Ivey, by the way, let me point out, Governor Ivey, today, birthday 74 today. All right, so happy birthday. I saw that, I saw a tweet from Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson wishing Governor Kay Ivey happy birthday. Mayor Stimson down at the Mobile City Council meeting today, which will bring us to the conversation with the entire council, also Mobile Councilman, City Councilman Fred Richardson as well, and what he had said last week. Maybe he wants to be the next mayor of Mobile. That's on the way, and we're going to get to some of the very bad audio from the Mobile City Council meeting here in just a second. I'm sorry, I wish it was better. I wish the audio was better. City of Mobile, I continue to ask if there's some of us that are in the audio-visual world, if we can come down, volunteer our time. Now, it may not be their mics. It may be the streaming. Maybe a buffering issue. It may be the mics and where the mics are placed. The mic can only do so much. If a member of the city council turns away from the mic, walks away from the mic, then obviously it's not going to pick up. But it's not just that. It's the scratchy nature of the microphones they use down there. But I'll let you hear some of that with your own ears here coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll talk some... This LeBron story is of note here. Now, Dalton had mentioned it to me this morning and kind of framed it, because I'd heard, you know, yesterday everybody talk about LeBron, but what the actual back and forth was on this, I was not sure last night, but Dalton educated me this morning, and he's going to join us later on in the hour to talk about who's educated, who's not educated. Did LeBron, I mean, if you had to side with money or liberty, who does Daryl Morey side with? Who does LeBron James side with? We'll go through that and get your comments as well. As always, a text line open for you at 343-0106. Same for a phone call, 343-0106. All right, so Mobile City Council stuff. Let me set this up. And this meeting, I asked our buddy John Sharp with AL.com. I said, let's see. I'm going to open up the text message from him. I'm like, hey, dude, how long is this going to go on today? Because he's in the meeting. I'm watching it. He said, chances are that this is going to go on past 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, that is not normal for the Mobile City Council meeting to go on that long. But lots of stuff in question. Of course, the budget, as we are now in week 3 of running on the 2019 fiscal budget for the city of Mobile because, well, that lawsuit. And we have that October 18th hearing in the battle between the executive and the legislative branch, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, his administration, and the council. And that is, at least in the excuse of some members of the council, is what's holding this up. Now, you know, last week, Mobile City Councilman John Williams came in and said he was disgusted with the members of the council that did not show up. They couldn't have a quorum last week for that meeting for the budget and the Carnival Cruise Line signature. And he said he was disgusted. He came on the show and doubled down on that. There's members there that, in his opinion, did not want, they had been beaten, I think he said, on this budget deal, so didn't want to show up and take a vote. Okay. Well, they're all back in today, and the budget is one of the things they need to tackle. Also, we'll go through this. What could happen today is what has not happened for 2 years. If you've not been paying attention to this stuff, but I'm going to bring you up to date. Mobile City Council does not have a president. There's not a there's an acting president, LaVon Manzi, who's vice president by title, acting president by job, but we have not, because of disagreements and cabals within the 7 members of the Mobile City Council, we don't have an official council president. So then I see this earlier today from John Sharp on Twitter, said Mobile City Council meeting today, where the 2020 budget is likely to be voted on, amendments and all. Okay, this is what we discussed last week, which would be a good thing, because while paychecks are still going out to city employees, any kind of capital expenditures or anything that the city does like that is stuck, because it's not, it's year to year, and we're still working off the 2019 fiscal year. Also, ongoing lawsuit is in question. Council attorney Wanda Cochran recently filed a motion to withdraw from the case due to an unspecified conflict. Now, this is interesting. This is the city council's attorney, Wanda Cochran, has filed a motion to withdraw from the case, because she's at the key of this case, due to an unspecified conflict. Also, John says, it appears we might be reaching to a settlement in the ongoing mayor versus council lawsuit. After 2 years, the council might be voting on a president and vice president. Okay, so that's what I mentioned. We have been working off the old... we're working off no president for the Mobile City Council for, I think, the first week in November. It will be 2 years. We've had no official, and I know it doesn't seem like a really important thing. It's just what's in a name. But it's a sign, I think, of issues that have, that I think plagued the Mobile City Council. I mean, the fact that they cannot get a vote out of a 7-member body, and they cannot get enough votes for one person to be the president, for going on, like I said, in November will be 2 years, I think, is a statement. John is saying that from this meeting, he thinks maybe something will move on that today, and maybe we will get a Mobile City Council president named. All right, so we get to that in a little bit and take you to the horrible audio from the Mobile City Council meeting. By the way, yeah, to kind of tell you what they're saying, it would have Councilman LaVon Manzi, who has been acting as president, be president officially. But who would be vice president? And we'll talk about that when we come back. All right, grab your phone calls at 343-0106, 343-0106. In addition, all the information on how you can win with our Go Play Outside sweepstakes is up on our website. It's on the Twitter feed. It's on the Facebook page. It's on the Instagram page. And it's got your locations to go and drop your name in the registration box. Our six participating sponsors. You can drop your name in once per day per sponsor. So check that out and get yourself in the mix to win. This contest runs through November 21st. Obviously, it's a local contest. We are a local company. And one of y'all is going to win. So good luck. All right, 12:15, we'll check news and then we'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:18, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. You hop on the line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Hey, big thank you to the folks with Greek Fest. I was talking about that this morning, and then I showed back up here in the station, and now Greek pastries are waiting for us in the break room. Yep, and this is, okay, so Greek Fest getting started on Thursday, going Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church, 50 South Ann Street. You know the one you've driven by. It's a beautiful church. It's a great event, too. So Greek Fest 2019, by the way, they said a portion of the proceeds will benefit various Gulf Coast charities. Adults, $5. Children 10 and under are free, plus a dedicated fast pass serving line for pre-sale ticket holders, indoor and outdoor vendor booth, heroes available for takeout in the tent. Also, they have the Greek market. What is that? Bakaliko? Tony Ann or somebody can correct. Is it Bakaliko? How do you say that? Bakaliko?
Baklava.
No, not baklava. This word right here. Now, come in here for a second. This word right here. I know baklava, and I know
Bakaliko.
I know
it all. Bakaliko.
Okay, that's what I said. But it's not baklava.
I apologize.
It's not balaclava.
I thought I'd get to come in here.
You
and
tried to come off the top rope and try to correct me here.
Tried to drop the mic and. I'm the one that ended up burnt.
Bakaliko, so I think it is.
I'll take my whooping on that.
Okay. okay, and all this goes on Thursday through Saturday. It's great food. It's great fun. It's Greek Fest. Maybe you've been in the past and haven't been in a while. Time to go back, or maybe you have not been before. You got to check this out. Great foods. You can stop in, and you got live Greek music, Greek band, daily schedule with Greek dancing performances, guided church tour with recorded Byzantine chanting. If you've never been in that church on Ann Street, it is absolutely beautiful. Byzantine here's another one, Dalton. Iconographer, somebody who does, right? Iconographer, Father Anthony Salzman is demonstrating icon painting. Azalea Trail Maids will be there, appearances each day in Children's Fun Area. More information, GreekFestMobile.org. Really cool event, a very, very mobile thing to go do. And if y'all have not been inside that church before, please, please go check it out because it is beautiful. All right, to the phones we go first. By the way, phones first, text second. That's how we're doing it around here. And David is in Mobile, and he's up first. Hey, David.
Hey, Sean. So like a Tennessee volunteer wide receiver, Dalton ran the wrong route, huh?
See, there you are. I have laid off the man. Now, maybe later in the week I won't, but it's, you know, there's a little football game coming up. But don't kick a man while he's down.
Real quickly, we thought we might get a council president today. However, there's a procedural a move called unanimous consent to bring up an agenda item that was not previously added to the agenda. You have to have unanimous consent from every council person to bring it up. And Fred Richardson said in the pre-council meeting he would not give unanimous consent. So it's going to be at least one more week before we have a council.
Oh, my gosh. Because why don't they just wait for the first week in November? That'll make it 2 years.
Well, LaVon, who was the only name mentioned for president, did say that he's already waited 23 months. He can wait 7 more days.
I thought it was the first week in November. Maybe it's not. So the way I'm understanding this, and you were there, David, so help me, it would be if this is voted on, and I know there's a lot of ifs, but it would be LaVon Vansy would be officially president, even though he's been acting as president. He would officially be president, and then Councilman C.J. Small would be vice president?
That was the name that was mentioned today, yes. So that was
seems
the only
fair.
Name mentioned today.
That seems fair. So Councilman Fred Richardson said what?
Said that while he doesn't oppose the measures of the president and the vice president, he's not going to grant unanimous consent, so therefore they will not be able to vote on it today.
Now, people, lest they forget, Councilman Fred Richardson felt that he should be president.
Correct.
But maybe time has worn him down on that? And
well, I think he's just tired of the whole fight on that, so now he's just ready to move on because he's got a bigger fight in mind, which is the lawsuit.
Yeah, and what about that today? That were you there with the discussion of Wanda Cochran saying she had to withdraw from the case?
Yes. The reason she gave for the conflict that she had was that as the counsel attorney, she can only represent the counsel as a body if five or more of the members are in agreement, are represented. Because John Williams, Gina Gregory, CJ Small, Joel Daves, and I'm missing one.
What, member of the council?
Well, LaVon Manzi.
John Williams?
Those five, LaVon, John, Gina Gregory, TJ Small, and Joel Daves have decided to settle. They want to settle the lawsuit with the mayor. And Wanda represents the other.
Gotcha.
The position of the other two. She cannot represent the council as a body anymore, so she withdrew as counsel on the lawsuit, as well as the outside attorneys. And there's two resolutions before the council today to hire one attorney for Beth Rich and Fred Richardson.
To continue
the fight.
Okay, wait. Okay, so because some members of the city council want to put this to bed with the mayor's office, other members of the city council don't. So Wanda Cochran can't represent the council body as a whole because they have different opinions. Therefore, more attorneys are going to be paid.
Yes and no. New attorneys will be paid, but the old ones that have been being paid will no longer be paid for the lawsuit.
Okay, so we're just swapping. We're not adding to. They're not going to continue billing on the other side.
Correct. And the attorney that has agreed to represent the five members that want to settle the lawsuit, Mr. Atchison, I believe his name is, has agreed to do it at no cost to the taxpayer.
Hey, I like that. Okay, that's my favorite price. But that still doesn't, David, help me, that still doesn't resolve the question I continue to have. If they agree to something here and it doesn't go to court, we still don't set precedent, do we?
Correct. You do not set a binding precedent.
Yeah.
However, any settlement in this case would be strongly considered by a judge in a future case if there was a future.
But we already have an AG's. We have an AG's opinion. They're not going to look at. I mean, or they're going to look at, but it's not settled law.
It's not a bounding precedent either. But the John Williams, who said multiple times, the best venue to settle these disputes isn't the courts, but the legislature. This doesn't prevent the city of Mobile to get together and say, these are the changes that need to be made to the Zogby Act, and go to the local legislative delegation and say, help push this through.
There we go. I appreciate that update, because in just watching some of the clips, and they spent a long time talking about cell phone towers and things like that, and zoning for veterinarian's office and things like that, that I was lost kind of how that was breaking down. So thank you for the clarity on that.
Not a problem.
Thank you, man. So I appreciate you checking in. So there it is. So that's the reasoning for Wanda Cochran getting out, because you have a split among the council on how to do this. Do y'all get what my bother is about? Do I want it resolved? Sure I do. I want that off the docket of things that the mayor's office and the city council are worried about. At the same time, if they go through all this, it was just like when it was discussed that it would be in mediation. That only applies to the current players. Like, they could make a deal and agree that this job is, this is merit employee, and this is the budget for non-merit, and this is, but if you have an agreement, or you have a mediation that gives an agreement, that only applies to the players that were standing there and agreeing to it. I'm playing the long game here for Mobile, and I would like to know in stone that the rules are set here, right? And then move on. Let's get it set. Let's know what the rules are, and then let's move on. How about that? All right. Coming up in just a second, somebody was asking about. We'll talk about this LeBron thing, and Dalton's going to come in because he's got the. Really a good sense on this story. I do want to update a couple stories real quickly here. One we've talked about yesterday, and we will keep talking about on the show. The Amber Alert is out, not only here, but I think in all adjoining states, and I think actually beyond, as the search for Camille McKinney continues. That Amber Alert for three-year-old Camille McKinney, who went missing on Saturday evening. We have put the pictures up here many times on our social media. Grab them and share them. I mean, if you go to our Facebook page or go to my Twitter feed, share that. I mean, that's how this works, right? The Amber Alert comes out, and it describes and it shows the child that's missing. And if it shows enough places and all platforms, TV stations, all radio stations, online, that hopefully, God willing, there's somebody out there that sees the picture and then sees this child. Because the story, and we'll get an update here from News 5 in just a second, we were told that the abductors were a black man and a white woman, right? Police in Birmingham have a black man and a white woman in custody. Persons of interest, I don't know if they call them suspects, or whatever it is. But still the child is missing. And now they're talking about at that press conference yesterday that there were maybe more suspects involved with this. So where the child is now, how far the child is getting away from Birmingham, so many questions. So that Amber Alert is still active and still looking. And I know I've been reading y'all's emails and your text. I'm with you. And I'm not saying everybody's a parent who has texted in. I know a lot of parents have and said, my gosh, you know, this is a snatch from the front yard thing for this three-year-old little girl. Turns our stomachs, and you know, people are just saying, what can I do? But what you can do is that, is share that picture of little Cupcake McKinney and make sure that every eye possible can see it. So if she does show up somewhere, wherever in this country, that people might recognize her and get her back home with her parents. All right, 12:30, we'll come back. And yes, it's China, it's Hong Kong, it's LeBron, Professor LeBron, and this discussion of the facts and who is right, who is wrong. Do you side just with, I mean, when do you, at a certain point, you know, it's not like the NBA. I'll say this, not like the NBA. It's not like the individual players. Now, I will defend them to the nth degree as private, you know, if you're a private citizen or you're a business, your job is to make money. And I'm going to support you and protect you. It's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. It's a capitalist system. But if you got cash flow that's doing all right, doesn't that give you the luxury of being able to stand on some kind of moral high ground? You know, if you want to, you know, stand with the pro-freedom protesters in Hong Kong versus the red Chinese, is that at a certain point you got enough cash in the bank? Can't you do things like that? We'll talk about that. What LeBron had to say about comments for support for the freedom protesters in Hong Kong. And once more, happy birthday to the 54th governor of the state of Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey's birthday today. I did not get a card for the party. Do not know where the party is. Not sure. Waiting around to see. Dalton, did we get you a check the mail again? Maybe we just missed the invitation. All right, be right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, so the password is Bacalico.
Bacalico.
Bacalico?
Baklava.
So, see, you just wanted it to be baklava so bad. So
maybe
badly.
Because I had one of those cuts of baklava.
Looks good back there. I just went past the desserts back
was,
there.
Was there any baklava left on the board?
There's a crumb. There's a little bit left. The kind of the way somebody in my house, maybe some children in my house, will leave just enough milk in the bottom of the container to not have to throw it away.
Mm.
That's amount?
That's a pro move right there.
All right, 12:37, Midday Mobile. This is FM Talk 106.5. Remember, details for our Go Outside and Play giveaway, they're all over the place. Website, Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram. Get the details and get by our participating sponsors. Drop your name in the registration box. And between now and the 21st of November, we'll do that drawing.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Like the biggest prize we've ever done. Awesome.
Yeah, over $8,500.
Yeah, closer to $9,000 when it comes down to it.
Pretty darn cool. All right. So, yeah, those details, and we'll keep reminding you about that contest. Now, this is something that yesterday I saw there's chatter on Twitter and social media about LeBron James. And there's always some discussion about LeBron James.
Always.
But I saw it even kind of pop up in my feed, and I don't follow a lot of NBA stuff. And I'm like, what is this? And then I don't know what happened in life. Something happened, you know, and I was on to something else. And then I said, why is everybody talking about it and getting their advice from LeBron James and Professor LeBron James? And then you and I are talking this morning, and you said, you know, and this stems off the initial discussion about the protesters in Hong Kong, the freedom they're protesting for freedom there, and a tweet that came out and kind of set this up. Give us a timeline. If somebody's not been following this story, what's the timeline?
So over the last few years, really almost a decade, the NBA has been moving more and more of their product in China and Asia as a whole. And so going into each regular season, which is starting next week, is the regular season in the NBA. So during the preseason, they always have these games in Asia to kind of take the product over there so people can see some of the players. They end up buying more gear and more shoes and watching more NBA games. Well, a lot of the teams were playing in Japan, some of these other countries, and it was all setting up for a game, actually two games, between two of the premier organizations, the LA Lakers and Brooklyn Nets, were supposed to kind of cap the Asia trip off this weekend in China.
Okay.
So the Houston Rockets, who are actually the second biggest organization in China behind, I think, the LA Lakers, because Yao Ming, the greatest Chinese basketball player ever.
That makes sense. Now I understand. I was like, why do they like the Rockets?
He was a Houston Rocket when he played. So Daryl Morey, he's the general manager for the Houston Rockets. And as they were preparing to play one of their preseason games in Japan, Daryl Morey tweeted out a picture. And the picture had an image of the protesters there in Hong Kong, and it said, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." And it wasn't even out there in the Twitter sphere very long before Morey deleted it. But by then, the Chinese censors had already seen what had happened and immediately struck at the NBA. I think that day, they began scrubbing the walls of Houston Rockets murals, and they came out pretty quickly and said, we're not going to broadcast any Houston Rockets games ever again. We're not going to do business with this general manager, Daryl Morey, because of this tweet where he stands with the people of Hong Kong.
Right.
So the NBA went into pretty much immediate damage control, and the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, came out and kind of, I don't even know if you could say he really defended Daryl Morey. He didn't. He tap danced around it completely. He said, you know, that's just one man's thoughts. It's not the feeling of the entire NBA.
So when he said that, I said, so the entire NBA wants full communist totalitarian rule on those people in Hong Kong.
Yeah, they don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
And at the same time trying to say, but we enjoy our rights to freedom of expression. He just doesn't represent the thoughts of the rest of the league. And even his team owner, Fertitta, I think it might be Lorenzo. I can't remember which Fertitta it is that owns the Houston Rockets, but he came out and said the same thing. But what's interesting is they also put out a press release in China, in Chinese, and whatever, however many Chinese languages they put it out there, that was a little more harshly worded, which was kind of apologizing for the general manager tweeting that he stands with Hong Kong. And from there, things kept going and going. Chinese businesses started to sever their relationship, but we all know that Chinese businesses are China. They're still
right.
The Chinese government.
State-run
businesses. So they're all cutting, and then they start to say that they actually shut down the whole week of preseason events leading into those games with the Brooklyn Nets and LA Lakers, and there was some worry that they wouldn't even play those two games at the end of the week. Adam Silver goes over to China, and he's there with the two rosters, the Lakers and Brooklyn Nets rosters. And at that point, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, the two faces of both teams, they all kind of had a group meeting, and they were pretty adamant with the commissioner. They said, we're not going to comment until you guys fix this. Like, we don't feel like it's our place to come out and say where the league stands on this issue, which I thought was kind of a smart thing for them to say. Like, this is your league. You figure it out. So all was good as far as the players are concerned. Steve Kerr stepped in at Greg Popovich, because they're so quick to talk bad and shoot down the president and American values. Right. They go after that all the time. But when it came time for them and they were asked about the rights in China, they said, oh, you know, I'm not really that informed on it. I don't feel like it's my place to be speaking about the Chinese and their government. So that was weak. We saw the president go after them for that.
Right.
And LeBron James didn't say anything this whole last week and a half. Adam Silver kept doing his tap dancing and backtracking. Then last night, the L.A. Lakers were going to play a stateside preseason game against the Golden State Warriors. So they're back in America. LeBron James wasn't even going to dress in the game. Don't want him to get hurt before the regular
season.
Right. But he held an impromptu press conference prior to the game, and he really didn't need to, but he came out and he spoke about Daryl Morey's tweet and the league's relationship with China.
Yeah, here he is from last night.
When you're misinformed or you're not educated about something, and I'm just talking about, you know, the tweet itself, you know, you never know the ramifications that can happen. And, you know, we all seen what that did. Not only did for our league, but for all of us in America, for people in China as well.
And point out something, too. When I heard that clip the first time this morning, I said, wait a second. People in China don't get to... People in China are not hearing it or making public opinion. Isn't China banned? Isn't Twitter banned in China?
Yeah,
I'm not saying there's not some kind of, circuitous route to get it, but, I mean, they don't have... I mean, this is China, y'all. Remember, this is still China.
What's their site? They have, like, it's Weibo or something like that. They have their own social media site that's huge, but it's so strictly patrolled online. They're not allowed to see any dissent at all. You know, they keep things locked down pretty tight.
And the so LeBron is saying that misinformed and uneducated.
And listen, I've stood up for LeBron James in a lot of different parts of his career. I have been in the past the number one LeBron fan.
You're pretty strong
he's a
LeBron
great guy.
Fan.
You know, there's so many people that come out there and say that, you know, some of these kids that come from really poor upbringings, they don't have any family life. Their dad left them when they were young. And that's why so many of these guys turn to basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
And they put their heart and soul into becoming a great athlete. And a lot of times you see them carry on that mode of living. They might become a great athlete, make a ton of money, pull themselves up out of the mud, but then they leave their children.
Right.
We've seen that so many times.
LeBron James, is not that.
He did not do that. He's a family man.
Yep.
He's raising his kids. There's a lot of good for LeBron James.
That's right.
But we've also seen him come out and speak about political issues where he seems to not be following his own advice here. He's uneducated in a lot of these social issues that he throws himself into, and we're talking about a guy here who, when it comes down to it, didn't go to college.
Right.
He was an all-star high school basketball player. He was on Sports Illustrated while he was
in high school. Right.
I don't think he had a whole lot of time to study then. He's got a lot of time now to read books on road trips and, you know, learn.
Yeah, there's a difference. You can be, think about my grandfather. You can be highly intelligent and uneducated, right? Not have the schooling. But in this case, it's...
And what's funny is...
He's throwing this...
Back at the general manager who originally stood for Hong Kong and for the protesters, which you would think that wouldn't be a very, you know, out of the line...
For an American, people in a republic that loves freedom...
And what's funny is LeBron James, you know, calling Daryl Morey uneducated on... And he was talking about this
specific
subject.
Yeah, so you were educating me about Morey today.
Daryl Morey, you know, you remember that movie Moneyball that came out about the Oakland A's?
Yep.
And it's about the statistical revolution and building your team with players and what their value is to the team rather mm-hmm. than the big names.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Morey is that for basketball. He's a statistical genius. He went actually full scholarship to Northwestern for computer science, then and got his MBA at MIT. So I'm not sure that there's a single thing other than dunking a basketball that LeBron James would have more knowledge about than Morey here in this situation. Now, LeBron, he saw the backlash from his comments in that press conference last night and actually tried to clarify his tweet during the game because, remember, he wasn't playing in this preseason game.
So he had time there to...
So he jumps on Twitter, says, "Let me clear up the confusion. I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet," talking about Morey's tweet. He said, "I'm not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that." That's where he dishes the ball back again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
"My team in this league just went through a difficult week. I think people need to understand what a tweet or statement can do to others, and I believe nobody stopped and considered what would happen. He could have waited a week to send that tweet." So now he's saying that what he was talking about was Morey was uneducated to the fact that he was putting these players in danger, which, if China kidnapped LeBron James, what do you think America would do? I mean, it would be, if they kidnapped any of our high-profile athletes or anything, it would rise to a pretty serious situation.
It would be a SEAL team thing.
They were safe.
Yeah.
And I think he's just backtracking now. And he came out and said Maury was uneducated.
That's the thing. And that, when you told me about it and then I looked into it, that's what bothered me. The fact that LeBron James could disagree with Maury all day long. I mean, everybody has different opinions. Mm-hmm. But to say he's uneducated because he would stand with the people fighting for freedom, that's what we do.
And what it really comes
down... Hopefully we do. Sometimes we don't do as a Republican. It's embarrassing to me, but that's what we should do.
And, you know, LeBron James is a guy who's fought for social justice here in America a ton of times. He posts quotes from Martin Luther King Jr., Muhammad Ali, and they're talking about...
Yeah,
Martin
Luther King, who would he stand with
the
protesters in Hong Kong?
He would stand for freedom.
Yeah.
And so would Muhammad Ali. You know, say what you want about Muhammad Ali dodging the draft, but the man put his money where his mouth was. He was saying he was saying the things he was saying, but he was also acting out in the way he sat out.
So LeBron's not living up to that.
LeBron, he wants to be this social justice warrior on Twitter, and you could say that about so many high-profile athletes and celebrities now who live in these little bubbles, and they go out there and they say, yeah, I'm fighting for this. I'm going to wear the hoodie, you know, on behalf of Trayvon, and all that's well and good, but when you encounter a situation like this and you choose dollars over what you've been preaching for your entire career...
How can you look at it any other way?
And what was it that... So, China, $4 billion business with the NBA. NBA
right.
makes $4 billion annually with China. It's the second biggest economy as far as the NBA goes. And what was it Michael Jordan said? Republicans buy sneakers, too. That's the way they're looking at this, except they're siding with a communist regime. It's not about Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
It's about communists that are locking down...
Yes. Once again, LeBron doesn't have to have the same opinion, but does he realize his opinion is standing with a totalitarian regime?
I'm not sure they
Although,
do.
Let me
sure
point out,
care.
In defense of LeBron, we also have a nation here that borrows tons of money and trades a whole bunch with a totalitarian regime.
Mm.
Or we wouldn't be over there doing exhibition basketball, would we?
Right.
All right, coming right back, we'll grab your calls. Thank you for the heads up on this. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
I think that's also a record for the longest promo here for one of our great contests because it's gotten so darn big and so many prizes. We got over almost $9,000 worth of goodies in this one. And somebody's going to win this coming up November 21st. Might as well be you. Go online, get those participating sponsors. Go by, drop your name in once a day in the registration box, and hopefully it'll be you we're talking to in later November. All right, 12:53, and go to the phones. Phones first, text second. That's my new thing here. Jay is in Mobile, wants to talk about LeBron. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Sean. I appreciate you taking the call, but, you know, to be honest with you, it's all about money, and it normally is all about money. And, you know, LeBron is, you know, doing what makes him money. A lot of these people that have social issues, when they can make money at it or it's convenient to them, you know, they do it. You know, Nike will criticize everybody from Betsy Ross down. When it's convenient, they can make money. But, you know, when it's not convenient, then they backpedal and they're very hypocritical. This is really a great thing. It's a learning opportunity for America. And, you know, I think it's good for everybody to see.
Now, you know what? I'm going to have a horrible opinion on this, but I think I kind of mentioned it earlier that if anyone, someone who is already financially secure, and I know but somebody like LeBron or somebody who is financially secure, you can stick to your guns more than somebody who is a new kid on the block trying to make some money and may, it still wouldn't be right for them to play ball. Pun intended, with the Chinese. But when you're LeBron, you don't have to have another paycheck in your life. And you could stand your ground and say, you know what, China, no, you're wrong. And I'm not going over to play a game for y'all. To heck with you. I mean, nobody's going hungry in the James household if he doesn't get paid for this you know?
And I think that one thing that needs to be brought up, you know, I don't think he really needs to do anything. We just need to not pay attention to it. But, you know, the thing about it is here, and I want to say a couple of things. A lot of these people, even people that y'all have, you know, praised a little while ago, would do things when it was convenient to them. Muhammad Ali went and fought in Zaire, the Rumble in the Jungle, with a dictator in charge.
That's Mugabe, right?
A lot of issues people have is they want to see be seen as being against the man. Well, sometimes the man is Chinese, and that's what we have in this thing. But in, the truth of the matter is, he's not against the man; he's for the money. And you know, we need to keep that in mind.
And you would think, though, I mean, I know this is, you know, this is, you should have your standard no matter what, but it is easier to say no, I'm going to stand for this, and I'm not going to do this when, I mean, you got LeBron James kind of money. I mean, if anybody, yeah, you could.
I mean, what difference does it make? If you have a lot of money, you can tell people to kiss old Rusty if you want. I mean, you can. And right. What are they going to do? You know, I got plenty of money. Ain't going to scare me.
That's right. But, so, I mean, if anybody should get on a high horse about that and not be worried, it should be somebody like LeBron and say, "No, China, you stick it."
Well, let me say this: a lot of times there are situations where we think someone is our enemy, and they're really more of our friend than what we realize. And the people we think are our friends are really our enemy. And we need to remember this about the NBA and what they're really chasing. And if it's convenient for them to stand and cause problems, they'll do it. And if it's convenient for them to sit down and let a dictator run right over a population, they'll do that too. And, you know, I think we need to remember that because, you know, sometimes there's a lot we need to think about.
Well said. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Jay. And from the text line, my buddy Greg, thank you. I hadn't thought about it. I am familiar with this term. I just have not thought about it in a long time. And, of course, I'll even edit it more than you did in your text. But you call that blank you money. Right? If you have kind of, like LeBron has blank you money. Y'all can fill in the blank. Guess what the term is? We'll bite me money. How about that? You know, so if anybody, I mean, it'd be easier. I mean, this is one of the key elements to our country. I mean, if you aren't for, now that doesn't mean you involve U.S. troops and munitions and every issue around the world, but you sure as heck, if you have the same spirit I do as an American, you're for the people that are fighting for self-determination anywhere on the planet. Once again, this has manifested itself into kind of a neocon mentality and putting our troops in places, but I'm not talking about putting troops in places, I'm just talking about who you stand with. And I mean, to me, that's like a, it's remedial to me that we're even talking about that. I mean, you're an American. Are y'all fighting for your freedom, self-determination? I'm on your side. If one group is telling you that you don't get to make your own decisions and they're going to oppress you, and you say you would like to be able to vote and use a system of representation that lets you have self-determination, then I'm for you. Pick this up in a further discussion. Thank you to Dalton. Just like Taxman said, what a great explanation, Dalton, helping us understand this a little bit better. All right, 12:58, coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.